Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Game week. Vardy has got goals coming out of both ends. You wouldn't put your house on Courtney scoring the winner. And it's a Xhaka, Saka and Cracker as Spurs get an intimate waxing in the North London derby. Welcome back to Game Week with me, Matt Dyson, and him over there, Dan Pryor. Dan, as your fortunes continue to rise, the fortunes of your beloved Tottenham Hotspur seem to be going through the floor.
That's how it always is for me. If my team is doing well, then the other team isn't doing well. But I just want to start by saying I've said Vardy would outscore points-wise Ronaldo, I reckon, over the next couple of game weeks. I said get on Saka.
Oh, did you?
I said get on Saka because of the Tottenham fullback situation. So I feel like I did two pretty hot tips this week.
Well, I mean, everything you're touching is turning to gold at the moment, weirdly. Even your goalkeeper's getting assists now. I mean, that's when you know when someone's spawn levels are going through the roof. I mean, you are about to peak. No one can be this fluky for this long. You've got to peak and have some sort of crash at some point. But what was it, the Wolves keeper? I didn't even know you had him. Then all of a sudden I see, oh, Wolves keeper's got an assist. Guess whose team he's in? He's in Dan Pryor's team. Of course he is, yeah. What, he got 14 points, for heaven's sake. Okay. You got 64, 20 more points than the average.
21.
That's just standard, isn't it, really, for you? You even had points on the bench again. Rafinha. Yeah. Exclamation mark in a yellow triangle was a bit of a red herring on Rafinha this week, wasn't it, from the FPL chimps? That was annoying.
A little bit annoying, yeah. And I left Tony on the bench as well. And then I thought maybe one of the other guys weren't going to play. But Ben Rama, there was injury rumours, and then he started.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go back in for Tony, but not just yet. He's got a couple of West Ham away, Chelsea at home, some tough games coming up. I think maybe that end of October, he's got a nice little streak of decent games starting at the end of October for Ivan. I want to get back involved with him at some point because he is so hot right now, isn't he? But then most of your team are, Dan. You've even brought Antonio in, which I was very annoyed by. You didn't curse him. He popped up with a last-minute winner. He's just outstanding. I was going to captain him, and then I switched to Ronaldo at the last minute, thinking, oh, it's Man United at home to Aston Villa. That's the obvious choice, isn't it? It's the obvious thing is to captain Ronaldo because they're at home to Aston Villa, and then they went and lost 1-0. Unbelievable. As your fortunes continue to blossom, Dan, mine go through the floor like Tottenham Hotspurs. You know, I mean, it just, although I think I got, like, I was pretty much average again. So I think at this point of the season, you stay around the average. Don't get too carried away. Don't go too big too soon. That's what I'm thinking at this stage. Captain Ronaldo, he got nothing. Blankarku, as people in the FPL community call him, has got nothing. He's had nothing pretty much since I brought him in. So I'm starting to run out of patience with him. Very much so. But then Chelsea have got this great run coming up, so I'm not going to get rid of him soon. What Chelsea assets are in your team, Pryor?
I haven't got a single Chelsea player.
Is that going to change?
Well, this is my last regular week before I plan that wild card for the international break. So I was considering getting Trent Alexander-Arnold out for Alonso and then just getting Trent Alexander back in when I make my wild card play. But Alonso played yesterday, and so it's the first time I think he's played in the Champions League this season. and it's just got my...
Well, he only played the first half, though, didn't he? He got taken off at half-time. I don't think he was injured. I think he just wanted to give Chilwell a winner.
That's not high praise either, taking him off at half-time. So now I'm wondering...
No.
What if I bring him in, and the one time I bring him in is when he's not playing? Because I think if you had to pick a big-money defender for this upcoming game week, he's really up there in terms of who's likely to get a clean sheet.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's it. I need to swap out Chilwell for him. I think I'm going to have to. But because of this run of games coming up for Chelsea, I sort of want to have three Chelsea players in there. But I just don't think the midfield is getting that many points for Chelsea at the moment. I mean, they've got this run of greenery. Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, Newcastle, Burnley. They should be winning and keeping clean sheets in all of those games. Although, haven't they had a little bit of a blip, I suppose, haven't they, Chelsea? But I'm sure normal service will resume for these games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small wobble, isn't it? In terms of... Yeah, a post wildcard world. I love Mendy. I had him last season. He did the business. And after that, it is actually quite odd. I did initially think that I'd get Lukaku like yourself, but I'm well off of him. But then the fixtures are so good. And no midfielders are doing well. Mount was the one but he's been injured.
And
I'm in the same boat, stuck. They are on a little blip, but I don't think, you know, they're only conceding like one.
No. But I think, I mean, Alonso may have only played for one half in the Champions League, but I think in the Premier League, he still looks amazing. I mean, he still gets forward so often. He has so many bloody shots in the box, so many chances that I feel like I have to bring him in. And I nearly brought him in last week. I'm glad I didn't, because he did blank against the Man City, obviously, in that defeat. But I still think he's the one I have to bring in for this run of fixtures, surely. And it doesn't seem like he likes Chilwell. I mean, Tuchel does not like Chilwell at all. There's talk of him leaving soon. You know, they've obviously got some sort of beef.
He started him in the Champions League final, so it seems a little...
But maybe he's gone off him since then. I don't know what's going on, because he has been fit. He's just not starting him. He's refusing to start Chilwell, who's a very good left back and a very good FPL point scorer.
One of my hardest situations is who to get rid of in my team that isn't an injury issue, because some of the players I definitely want to keep. I want Diaz, I want Salah. Saint Maximin has been outstanding for me. Cross going through the roof. He's scored in the last 4 weeks. He's only blanked one week out of six for Newcastle. I mean, that's amazing. And as I said before, he's a bonus point pick. He's already got 7 bonus points this season.
They love him, don't they?
As you said, they love him. Tottenham on a wobble, Palace. They're not terrible fixtures. Antonio's obviously been a success story.
When I've had St. Maximin in the past, the only problem I've realised is he's quite injury prone. I think he's quite weak bones, bless him. You know, he runs around, but you know, he's a bit of a sickly child.
But that's the same with Antonio. They've been saying it's the most injury. This season, more injuries than any other season this far into the season.
But I suppose Trent Alexander-Arnold is the big injury that needs dealing with at the moment. But I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be out for. They're saying he might be back after the international break, in which case I don't know if I really need to sell him urgently or not. But
I wouldn't, unless it was this situation where I'm just going to buy him back the week after with a free hit. So be clear, a wild card, not the free hit. It was a good week for me, though, as you were saying about yours. What was your score?
42, I think. Just one point below average, then. Just one, you know, that's close enough. For the season I've had, that's close enough for me. But the big
64,
the big point. We've already said that. Yeah, we've already touched on that. Don't need to reiterate that. But, I mean, Courtney House was I don't think he's really played all season. In fact, it was his first proper game of the season. So very unexpected that he got 15 points. Your boy Saar getting 14 seemed like an insane scoreline for a Wolverhampton Wanderers goalkeeper. Cancelo is the man to have in for Man City, isn't he? Surely. He seems to be guaranteed a start. And he pops up with assists out of all of them. he's the only one I consider bringing in. But I'm getting a bit annoyed with Man City yet again because Torres just doesn't play at the moment. the good thing is he doesn't come on as a sub for a couple of minutes at the end either. He just completely stays out of the game. But I know for a fact that as soon as I sell him, he will score a hat-trick because he has hat-tricks in his locker. And that's sort of, he's quite an annoying player to own because I don't want him and yet I can't get rid of him. Do you know what I mean?
It's a love relationship.
It is. It's an abusive relationship I have with Torres. But it's all because of Pep. I mean, he's the big problem in this love triangle with me, Ferran Torres, is Pep constantly ruining our relationship, keeping us apart, not letting our love flourish. When, you know, if I sell him now, he'll score against Liverpool, guaranteed. He'll suddenly start out of the blue, and he'll score. It's just a matter of time. So I can't get rid of him. I don't know what to do really. But I'm certainly going to bring Alonso in. And then possibly Rafinha again, because I think Leeds have got a good run of fixtures, haven't they?
Are you just buying all my players? You're buying Rafinha? Your players. You're on about Ivan Toney?
How's Rafinha? You didn't even know about Rafinha until I told you about his existence last season. What are you on about?
You're never going to catch me if you're just buying all my players.
I'm not buying all your players. I don't want all your players, but... I think Rafinha's got a run of games coming up, which makes him favourable at the moment, playing the fixtures, not the player. And if this injury is nonsense, which it appears to be, I mean, Vardy is on very good Premier League form, isn't he, at the moment? He's not to be sniffed at. And they've got some decent games. I'm just thinking, if Lukaku doesn't deliver soon, that's a nice, easy swap, Vardy in for Lukaku.
You're talking like... a wild card. You haven't got how many transfers
are you spending? I've got two free transfers, mate. I'm positively plush. I've got loads of money. I don't mind taking a little 4-point hit to make changes, big changes when necessary. But I mean,
a bit of wild card regret then. Did you make a big mistake?
I splurged on my wild card, yeah, and I bought the big expensive names.
To be fair,
Ronaldo has delivered. I mean, that was his first link, I think, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, he really has. He's, yeah, 3 goals in 3 games. I'd say that's delivering, really, isn't it?
A 6-point score for a player who's 12.7 million.
But he is consistent, so I don't think he's going to be blanking again. But I'll keep holding him in for a bit longer. Maybe he's the one to move out for Lukaku. I'm not sure. I mean, the only ever presence in my team are Antonio, which I've had from the start of the season. You copied him off me last weekend, rather annoyingly. But Gray seems to be on a great run of form. His form doesn't seem to be dropping off, but they've got some tough games, Everton. Man United and then West Ham at home. So I'll probably keep him for a bit longer. Jota. I'm sort of wavering on Jota, to be honest.
You have him or
pardon?
You own Jota?
Yeah, I've had him for a while.
I was amazed he's finally scored.
He
scored,
but he's not being prolific, is he? But neither's Mane, so Mane's not at it this season again. It's just reliable Mo, isn't it? It's just so predictably boring. Reliable Mo delivering every single week. That's why, as a salad dodger, I stay around the average place. But I'm thinking of starting with Conor Gallagher now because he just keeps popping up with little assists here and there.
Having a very nice, steady season.
Yeah, I know, but he's getting points. He's getting decent points, and he looks very good whenever I've seen him play. So I'm thinking I might start to take him off my bench now and get him in the actual team. But otherwise, it's either... I nearly put Rafinha in for Torres, but I just don't think long-term Rafinha... Not Rafinha, I don't mean Rafinha. I've mentioned Rafinha already. I nearly put Saar in for Torres on Saturday morning. But I looked at his fixtures going further forward, and I wasn't too convinced by him. But he seems to be in a bit of a hot spell for Watford at the moment, doesn't he, Saw?
Yeah, I'm not desperate to get him. I think he's one of them that he'll have a hot and cold sort of period in the season.
They've got some tough games on the horizon that put me off him.
Moore keeps sort of swinging around my radar, and I don't understand.
Yeah,
his role's changed. I don't know what's going on. I know that you keep reading, going, "Oh, it can't continue because he's not really." It's not, you'll buy him and then he'll be back into being like a Kante role or something. But at the moment, you can't argue that he's popping up with, like, he's outscoring Pogba now. So he's one to me.
He's back in that form that we saw him in at Watford, didn't he, really? He looks similar to that player that they signed.
Yeah. My big issue at the moment is Greenwood is sort of blanked the other day and the game before, and apparently he was quite greedy in that match as well the other day. I saw a lot of United fans moaning about him. So I think I might have to bin him off by the time this window opens, take the little hit of the bit of money that he's made and invest my midfield elsewhere. I wonder about the longevity.
Really?
Palmer. Well, he's blanked three times, and in the other three games, he's got a load of points, like double figures every time.
Yeah. Same with me and Fornals, that is. I'm not running out of patience with him in that West Ham midfield. He missed a sitter at the weekend, actually. He's put right through on his own. Yeah. I think Antonio's the only consistent one delivering for West Ham at the moment.
I also need to get shot of Luke Shaw. He's got a little injury. He's only got really one clean sheet in six games, one assist, and he's a decent amount of money for how he's getting on, 5.5. So I think at the moment with my team, I'll be getting rid of Shaw, Dyer, Greenwood, maybe Benrahma. Maybe.
Are you getting rid of your Spurs defender? Yeah, that's a depressing admission, isn't it? Well, getting rid of your Spurs defenders. Sell the Spurs defenders. Even you're saying that, Dan, that's not good, is it?
I can't argue how they're getting on, and I can't guarantee that he won't be playing when there's Rondon and the record buyer who was on loan at the minute, Romeo. So... For me, they're players I'm looking to get shot of, and I still think, I'm hoping his price doesn't change, that Tomiyasu fella,
he didn't
get much in the way of bonus. He didn't get any good score that week, but he's been playing really well for Arsenal. He's looking like a good guy as opposed to getting the other guy, the right back, Emerson Royal. He doesn't look clear at the races yet.
Yeah, Ramsdale in goal continues to be catching the eye as well, really. He's doing quite well. He's doing pretty well, isn't he? Yeah. Giving them some much-needed solidity at the back.
And they're fixing.
Still only 4.5. Yeah. Decent fixtures coming up. They seem to have turned a corner, don't they, Arsenal? I mean, that's a massive morale booster, hammering your local rivals. 3-0 up at half time, absolutely spanking them. I mean, just humiliating them. it was quite a morale boosting victory for Arsenal, certainly.
Forest been in the championship now, is it?
Oh, mate, don't. It's all changing. Did you see our last night's result? Wow. It's the dawning of a new era. Cooper in charge, right? It's a simple thing. You just want a manager to make attacking substitutions. We're 1-0 down. He takes off a defender from our five-man defence, brings on Lewis Grabham. An attacking substitution, that's all we ask for. It changes the game. We go on to win 3-1. Forest playing attacking, counter-attacking football with flair and excitement once again. It's I don't want to get too carried away, but the playoffs are looking within our grasp at the moment. Yeah. Having had such a depressing time of late.
Yeah.
He could be the man.
I like the Forest tactic of just getting a new manager bounce twice a season.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I just think this bounce is going to last for a bit longer. I think he could be the man we've been waiting for all these years, all these 22 years.
I think your team was a real team, that your job would very much be on the line by now.
No, I don't think that at all. I mean, I think I would still have the confidence of the board. I'd be saying it's still very early in the season. Nothing is decided at this stage. And,
very early to have 110-point difference between us, and you've played your wild card.
Yeah, I know, but you know, there's a long way to go, Dan.
Right.
That will get extended. It'll be decreased across the course of a season. It's all about the big finish. Okay. Frankly, doesn't matter until Christmas. Does not matter. Do what you want till Christmas. You know, we're just going to have some fun and try things out and not pick Mo Salah. You know, I'm continuing to sell a Dodge. That's a great cost to my team. I mean, everyone just seems... What is his ownership at the moment? Because it seems like everyone has him.
59%.
And his first choice captain every single time. It's so, so dull and predictable. Okay. So I don't really know what the point of playing the game is. But, you know...
Home to City, you got to wonder. I mean, I got bit by that last time when we had Chelsea, Liverpool, and then Salah scored, didn't he, I think? About that game.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with... Because I sort of fancy Man City to get a result in that, but I just don't know about these big games. It's at Anfield. Are you going to be captaining Mo like you always do?
I might do, yeah, because I just think I got done last time. I moved it to Benrahma. He did nothing. Salah scored a penalty. 10 points I missed out on there. Antonio is the one that seems like a, you know, home to Brentford. Yeah. Thing is,
I really regret not captaining him.
Very good, don't they, Brentford? But I wonder if they're a good away.
They do look good, but I mean, I think it could be like a goal fest, that game. I think that, you know, two teams that could be scoring lots of goals, really. Spurs Aston Villa. I mean, I think that result at Man United was a bit of a one-off freak, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know if Villa are great shakes going forward.
Well, it depends if that Bailey fella is
Bailey is injured, I think, isn't it?
I wonder whether he's going to be back for it.
Yeah, he's got a big red triangle. Not back to the 16th of October, according to the FPL chimps. I mean, if you can believe them. Have you seen, by the way, there was a security breach, or there was some sort of security breach?
Yes.
Some people had their accounts hacked and their teams deleted. I think that might have happened to me, you know. To be honest, I must assure the chairman of Dynamo Dyson, that anything that has gone wrong this season, I'll probably put it down to this security breach. I don't know what it was. I can't put my finger on exactly what happened, but I've not been performing at the usual level, and I probably blame that.
I think the only part you got right there is that you cannot hack it under this pressure. And it must be annoying to be with someone who's in the top 200,000 now as well, just seeing how it's going to be done. But at least you're starting to think about buying all the players I mentioned, like Cancelo and Vardy and Tony and...
Oh, yeah, God, no one's mentioned Cancelo before, have they? You're a genius, yeah, God. Oh. And, yeah, your captaining of Mo Salah, really, wow, it's really great advice, Dan, yeah, amazing. I should really start to copy you with your genius advice. I don't know about Spurs.
Son's doing well, isn't he?
Son keeps popping up with goals hither and thither, doesn't he? But
so expensive. I can't part with that much money. 10 million, they really ruined him as a player. 9 million, I'd be interested. 10 mil, it just doesn't fit right.
I'm just thinking Watkins has got to return for Villa at some point. Last time I saw him, he does have a lot of chances. He gets a lot of chances, that boy. I mean, even with Ings alongside him, he seems to get more.
I sold Ings, and he's got a reasonably good record against Spurs. I remember scoring a couple of times against them, so I won't rule that out at all. I wonder. I think right now, any team with good wingers, like Zaha, Saka, those are the players that have done well against Spurs. So in this instance, you've got to be wondering about maybe Buendia or one of those lads. Like I say, if Bailey's back, maybe him. But as you say, if he's out...
Yeah, he did look good. Buendia's been a bit of a disappointing... Had a bit of a disappointing start for Villa. Palace-Leicester is another game on Sunday. I mean, it's like the only real consistent point scorer for Leicester is Vardy. It seems like Tielemans is doing all right, isn't he? But getting assists here and there. But I don't know if
continues to plummet. Did you hear about
Madison? Barnes and Madison are like forgotten men in the FPL, aren't they?
Yeah, Ian Acho, he was meant to go and play in Europe, and his passport didn't get him in, so he's
what, he's ran out?
I don't know what it was. There's some sort of visa issue, so he's stuck in the UK while they're all gone.
Maybe there was like nacho cheese all over it from Ian's spilt his nachos on his passport. I don't know. And as for Dakar, I mean, Patson Dakar, we've seen nothing from him. He's played 26 minutes all season. Absolutely nothing happening there.
Price is plummeting. There's a lot of players, quite like you say about Barnes and Madison and Dakar, a lot of players whose prices are really going down, and it's a sort of good situation for when they start doing well, you know.
Yeah. On the Saturday, which is when the FPL deadline is, it's the 12:30 kickoff is Man United Everton, and of course that's where I also went wrong. Captaining Ronaldo is, and never captain in a 12:30 kickoff. I hate to captain in the first game of a weekend. It just feels wrong. It ruins your weekend, and I went against it by captaining Ronnie last weekend. And they're playing at 12:30 again. Man United at home to Everton. I still think Ronnie will deliver, but I'm not sure whether to captain him or not. Really, I don't think I will.
You've got to think Everton have been on good form, and they haven't had a midweek game. I see Man U, that last minute winning against Villarreal yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. They might be tired.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see if Ronaldo's on penalties now, because the few Fernandes must be despairing, like getting a zero when he had a penalty. He probably would have scored it.
Yeah, and he didn't do his silly run-up either, did he? I think that's where he went wrong. He should have done his silly hop, skip and a jump run-up. He might have scored it. But yeah, that would be...
What do you make of Martinez's shenanigans? I don't know if that's why he got two.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, that's great. I mean, he really went up in my estimations. It was really nice S-housery, wasn't it? He really got inside his head. He clearly affected him. It was like, why isn't Ronaldo taking this? Come on. It's amazing. Stirring up the Portuguese beef. Really impressive.
And they normally loved it. Piri-piri chicken, but...
Yes, it's true. But sometimes they have beef. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That was really good. I think you should have got extra points for that, to be honest. Very impressive. And I think that made the difference on the penalty, potentially. Very, very nice. But yeah, Ronnie should definitely be on pens from now on. You only get to miss one, and then Ronaldo replaces you. I'm sorry, that's how it goes. Yeah. So there's another great reason to keep hold of him. But yeah, Everton are in decent form. I mean, they've still got a few injuries, though, haven't they? They're not at full strength. Calvert-Lewin's still not back for them, is he?
No. Maybe after the international break.
I'm not hearing great things about Rondon for them either. He seems like he's looking a bit off the pace.
That's not a big shock, though, is it? I mean, Rondon...
no, exactly. But if they keep having to play him, it shows how many injuries they've got. I think Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin out. I think it's a big ask.
A Wilfred Bonny situation from there, I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, remember him. Former FPL legend. God, what was that weird song he sang?
Cheer up, Wilfred Bonny.
Oh, yes, that was it. Oh, lovely. Haunting.
Nice to see Westwood back.
Yeah. It's always nice to see him. Boom. Play the bomb sound effect there, Pryor. Definitely. Burnley look all right, don't they? And Chris Wood has been tipped to... Yeah, the goal that wasn't.
No, there was just one Cornetto scored.
Lovely. Yes, I know. I saw that. Cornet. But now he's injured, apparently, Cornet. But yeah, it was a really nice goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry, that was a bit of a corny joke.
certainly was. Yeah,
we're back in amongst it, and Viagra, some of the classic sort of cheap options in the old days.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, they seem to be getting a bit on it a bit more now. And they've got some decent games. They've got a little run of really hard ones where obviously you would drop the Burnley players, and then really easy ones. I mean, they're quite tempting, really, to your Westwoods, your McNeils, you know, yeah. Cornet if he wasn't injured. But Wood is a really eye-catching one, isn't he? I think he's been having a lot of chances recently. He's on the verge of scoring big.
Indeed.
Chris Wood.
And in Watford, they've been sort of, we've had them on our raid, haven't we, in Watford? They got Leeds. Don't know about that game. Leeds had a bad start to the season, haven't they?
Yeah, they're not firing on all cylinders, certainly. But, I mean, Rafinha seems to be the only consistent one for them at the moment.
Yeah.
Dennis is still scoring a lot of goals, isn't he? I mean, we did have the poll, didn't we, by the way? What was the result of the poll about how many people knew someone called Dennis?
Oh, yeah, we asked
Dennis.
On the Gaming HQ account, we asked, good reminder, had you ever met someone called Dennis?
Yeah, surprising results, I thought.
68% of people have met a Dennis, and only 31% haven't met a Dennis. I thought that was very surprising, and I did promise.
I think
Dennis,
some people are lying. Yeah.
Here we go. We've got Martin, who works with Dennis, says he's not much.
Good.
Edwards went to school with Dennis and was not a fan of him.
No, he's total,
Rob said, how did you forget Dennis Wise? I didn't forget.
It's true,
Dennis.
Yeah.
I've never met him. What do you mean?
I've never met him, but we were talking about famous Dennises, and we did forget Dennis Irwin and Dennis Wise, but
Dennis,
I mean...
Waterman?
Yeah, and I focus mainly on snooker Dennises, but then, I think people aren't telling the truth about how many people have met a Dennis there, to be honest, because that 68% of people having met someone called Dennis seems too high.
And, yeah, Oliver's trying to throw a spanner in the works, and he was thinking similar lines about Norman. He's got a neighbour called Dennis. I don't know if I've met a Norman or not. I'm pretty sure. I feel like I probably have.
I've definitely met a Norman. Yeah. I've met some Normans in my time. But no, Dennis is a real name that sticks out. You remember meeting a Dennis.
Yeah. Will Emmanuel Dennis count as a Dennis if we ever meet him? Maybe we get him on the podcast.
That'd be great to finally meet a Dennis. But... I just think they've got some hard fixtures coming up, and I don't think the timing is right. Even Josh King's looking all right for them now as well. He's finally starting to get involved with some point action. Joshua King, a favourite of old.
For you,
For me.
And we already discussed the SAR point of you leaving Samela on the bench. His prices going up a little.
I think Norwich just seem to keep losing. I don't know if Burnley's the game where they're going to turn it round, to be honest. I don't really think it is. I think Burnley's quite a hard place to go for Norwich.
I'm abandoning all hope for Norwich, so that's why I skipped past them. Sorry, I just couldn't see any.
Yeah, they're just going down, basically. We've already
discussed Chelsea through the roof, haven't we?
Consigned to relegation, yeah. Leeds, what for Wolves, Newcastle, I suppose, is a big one, isn't that? Jimenez is back amongst the goals, isn't he? So finally, he's got the goal that Jimenez owners have been waiting for. Does this mean the floodgates are going to reopen now? Because he used to be prolific, didn't he, before his really bad head injury.
Yeah, he was a kind of FPL must-have when he had his first season in FPL, I think. It was second season. His first and second. Yeah, he did well in both. I don't think there's like a situation where he's going to score loads, but their fixtures are great. So I've keen on. The fixtures are a little bit misleading, though, because I think like Villa away, Leeds away, they can be hard games. Everton on a good run.
Yeah.
Seems to be a different kettle of fish this season than West Ham.
They do, yeah. Under Vieira, certainly. They seem to be a bit better, don't they?
They got Leicester. They only lost at the last minute as well, didn't they? Or drew rather against in there.
Yeah, Brighton. Quite unlucky, weren't they, against Brighton? Yeah, Morpay with that the winner. Morpay and Brighton face Arsenal in the 5:30 kickoff on the Saturday evening.
Now they had some Portuguese, but I remember they had a bit of bother. I don't know if it was last season, but I remember there was that whole thing of was it Guendouzi getting him? Nearly swiping one of them, Arsenal have a good record at Burnley and they have a good record at home to Spurs, but I don't know that they got a great record away at Brighton.
No, I do quite like Brighton. They seem to be doing very well. Graham Potter's emerging as quite a successful British Premier League manager, isn't he? They seem quite hard to score against, which I think it was Veltman that got the assist, which was annoyed by because I had him earlier in the season and then he didn't start because he had COVID or something, and then I got him in for the cheaper Duffy option. But I like Veltman, he seems very good, and what's his name is coming back now as well. Lamptey's coming back. Yeah, he's back,
legend,
and he's Yeah, yeah. I just think their sort of bargain defenders are pretty quite tasty options. I even quite liked Dan Byrne when I saw him play, but he's not a regular starter at the moment. But yeah, Lamptey is now fit, but I mean, he is very injury prone, so keep an eye on that. But yes, it should be. It's a tough one to predict the Brighton Arsenal game and Wolves Newcastle, I think.
Well, we talked about Arsenal a little bit. Are you tempted to get any of them in? You didn't mention it in your sort of multiple transfer information, but...
Yeah, I only really Saka. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see if this run continues of theirs. Like you say, they have got decent fixtures. I think Ramsdale is one I'm considering because I've got like 4.5 million goalkeepers, so it'd be a nice, easy swap of that. But yeah, mainly it will be Saka. I'm not spending big on Aubameyang anymore. Those days are gone.
His price is coming down, though, 9.9.
Yeah, 9.9. Not as big as he used to be.
Odegaard is the one. I mean, he only got the 1 point there, but he's the one who seems to be making a bit of a difference, having him and Saka and that in their midfield. See, I wouldn't be surprised to see Saka and Tomiyasu into my team after the wild card. I obviously don't like to back an enemy's team, but when it comes,
yeah, it seems like you're quite into them. Yeah, you're a big fan of Tiramisu. You mention him a lot, don't you? I mean, I've not seen him actually play. I just saw him. He was involved in quite a bit. I saw the highlights of the Spurs defeat. He does look fairly and quite cheap still, isn't he? 4.5.
Yeah, I know you keep going about Tierney, but I just think there's something in that fella that he's got a potential to be an FPL bargain. But as you say, Ramsdale's another option. It depends on his attacking returns. Unless Ramsdale might have some attacking returns like my boy Saar.
Exactly. You're like your goalkeeper, yeah. Unbelievable. When things are going your way, they really go your way, don't they, Dan, eh? Crikey.
Palace, like you said, are looking pretty decent at the moment.
Yes, I think they are. Zaha's doing pretty well. Their new striker looks fairly decent.
I think that's just been one coming on against 10 men in disarray situation. So I don't know. Being consistent. And if they're playing someone at home, like they've got Newcastle and Wolves in the next sort of 5 weeks, he's someone I'd be benching. 6.5 mil is too much for him for my money.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to bring him in just yet, certainly. But he's a watch list one. He's a watch list item, isn't he? Certainly. There you go. I think that's pretty much it. Anyone else catching your eye prior? I don't really think...
I think I've pretty much gone through them all. I've got a sort of template wildcard team that I built a couple of weeks ago that is already out of date.
When you say you've built a template, what are you doing that on? Are you writing the names on a whiteboard or what are you doing?
No, I do all the transfers without pressing play wild.
Oh, right. And then do you take a picture of the team you've put together? Yeah, that's what I usually do.
I don't know,
then it always changes, doesn't it? It's always subject to change. Injuries and stuff like that.
I mean, Ronaldo's form had been insane and I might have had to get him, but I always feel like if I've got one very expensive player, that's the one I'm most likely to captain in Salah, and for you it's probably Ronaldo, but then I don't understand the point of having the other one. I don't think I'd rather have squad depth, and I think I might end up going in big in defence and maybe having two City defenders, the Chelsea keeper, sort of building a solid base of players that aren't rotated too much, and then keeper in the attacking.
But I mean, I just don't think you need to play your wild card at the moment because you seem to always have points on your bench. So, I mean, I don't know if you should be rushing into it. I think, you know, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it is a good motto to live your FPL life by. And I don't think your team is broken at the moment.
I remember that in TLC sang that in one of their songs. But the fixtures change. You already alluded to it. Chelsea's fixtures are about to go insanely good. Man U's fixtures are not going to be so good. Leicester are probably going to start picking up some form. And who's the other team that I want to get? And Arsenal, their fixtures are starting to look good as well. So I don't think that's being ignored. And then look at...
Now, Leeds' fixtures are looking great. Leeds have got some really nice fixtures coming up. They've got to turn their season around.
Yeah, and there's a lot of players coming back from injury. That's what I'm saying. Bamford, Calvert-Lewin, City got, after the Liverpool game, they got Burnley, Brighton and Palace. Those are the sort of games you'd expect them to do well in. Players like Grealish, who not FPL-wise, haven't been doing so well, but performing well. So, and Jesus is starting to look like an interesting option all of a sudden.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah, I know. He's suddenly starting to pop up under the radar, popping up with goals. Yeah, I know. He's an annoying one, Jesus, though, isn't he? Whenever I've had him in the past, he's a real infuriating one to own. Because of Pep.
Then Ronaldo, again, you know, maybe, I don't know. I felt Vardy, I felt comfortable saying, I think in the next two game weeks, he'll score more than Ronaldo. With Jesus, I'm not as sure, but... you know, I just think there's cheaper options than Jesus and Lukaku, and for their every now and again getting a hat trick or a brace, you're not your captain, you're not going to get the points. So,
yeah, it's true.
I don't think they're must haves anymore.
We've got a new person at the top of the game week league table, Dan.
What?
Tierney's Tesco bag. Robert Longcroft is the new table topper. He's an Arsenal fan. I think that name, Tierney, once got off the team bus with all his stuff in a Tesco carrier bag, I believe.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, which is a nice name. But Robert Longcroft's got 456 points overall in the top seven, top 6,500. He's doing very well. Very well. He's got Antonio, Lukaku. He's got Sai, captains Mo Salah. He had Saka. But,
he's doing nice. Congratulations to Saka Spuds, Russell Yates' team, who is a manager of the month before September.
Nice name again. Another lovely name.
Who's that at 27th? Oh, it's me at 27th. Joint.
27th. Bloody hell, that is the highest you... That's the highest you've ever been.
For manager of the month, I might point out, not the overall ranking.
Oh, for manager of the month, yeah. Right.
But they follow Evan O'Toole into the manager of the month.
I lost my head-to-head with Ian Mahutsu. He got six more points than me. He didn't do particularly well, but Ian Mahutsu is one of our African listeners, Manchester United fan. He used to always review the podcast on social media minute by minute. He was quite cutting, wasn't he? Do you remember? He used to be like, oh, 2 minutes in, is that it? Is that it for the tips? Then you're just going to talk nonsense. Now, you always get like 6 minutes 32. Stop talking about Bake Off and talk about fantasy football stats. Like, really quite cutting reviews. And I've lost to him.
Finn, yeah, so that's annoying. Presenter, you remember all the bad reviews?
No, but I just remember Mahutsu because he was the only person that ever reviewed by the second and the minute. It was very specific about what he likes and didn't like about the podcast. Strange approach.
Are you saying it's not a relative of his? Could be his dad, could be his brother.
I'm presuming it's our man Mahutsu. I mean, there's only one Mahutsu in our league, isn't there? I presume. I think I'm going out on a limb, perhaps. But yeah, I'm fairly safe that I reckon that's him. That's our Ian.
I squeezed a 3-point win against Ebenezer.
Yeah, it's close, wasn't it?
In Stars, which I was glad to get that win because that was tough. And it puts me, I'm joint third in that head-to-head table. Who is unbeaten at the moment, played 6-1-6, as is Peter Castanoris. So
There you go.
Game week coming up. I'm not overconfident about how the points are going to go this time. I feel like I'm sort of players like St. Maximum and Benrahma and Greenwood and Rafinha, they're not players in the whole course of a season that you think, they're going to do amazing. They have their flurries, and I'm riding their flurries at the moment.
Ride the McFlurries. That's the advice from Danny Pryor. Ride the flurries. Lovely terminology from one of the success stories of the season. I'm going to bring in Alonso for Chilwell. I'm finally going to bite the bullet on that. And I know that probably means Alonso's season is going to go to pot.
It's good that you're going to go well in.
But I mean, I have to do it. I can't stick with Chilwell any longer, the forgotten man at Chelsea. I've got to make a change, and I don't dare get rid of Torres, because as soon as I do, I'm stuck in a loop. FPL loop. I can't get out of it.
The gambler's fallacy, where they carry on gambling because they think the next go is when it's they can't go away from the fruit machine,
that's me.
Same thing.
The fun has stopped, Dan. The fun has stopped. I'm basically at this stage, I'm sort of gambling my rent. I'm the lonely man in the fruit machine playing at the playing in the bookies, not the fruit machine, playing the old the roulette at the machine in the bookies, you know, the horrible machines that killing people's lives. But yeah, that's basically me in the FPL sense. But I think my team may have been hacked in this security breach. That's what I'll put an asterisk next to that at the end of the season. Security breach, don't forget that. Probably affected in some capacity. I just don't know how. But there you go. Pryor, let's go, shall we?
Yeah, we better.
My son's woke up and I've got to go and do the school run. So literally, I've got to go. In fact, I just realised what time it is.
Well, Godspeed. Safe journey.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we'll be back possibly before the international break, I think, Dan. If you're coming into work for a rare trip, yeah. We'll have a little in-studio session at some point. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.